upstairs to me.
You mentioned you had a front porch or a back porch?
Yeah, we had a front porch. One, each place had a porch.
In front?
Front porch. And at the house in Calvert, there was a back porch. One duplex we lived in had a screen-in side porch that we called a screen-in back porch. It wasn't in the back because there was a bedroom in the back and no door back there. So it was a side screen-in porch.
It just backed into the front?
Yeah.
Yeah. What would you call it? Would you still call it a porch or would you call it something else if it went like all the way across the front of the house and maybe all the way down one side? You see them, they're pretty big.
I remember all the people before I started saying porch was a garret.
That's
you know, go out on the garret.
Uh-huh.
You know, that's what a swing was. You know, the swing would be out on the garret.
Yeah.
You know.
My grandparents. Yeah. Those were me. Well, what was on the second story? Would you call it porch or?
Porch, now I call it a balcony.
If the door's open and you don't want that way, you might tell somebody to get up and...
I would say shut the door.
Okay.
Here recently, I'm saying close the door, please.
Excellent. I can shut the door.
Yes.
Oh, what would you call those boards on the outside of the house that, overlap each other?
Planks.
Okay. Ever heard of calling anything else?
No.
Okay. How old were you when you learned to drive?
10.
10? How'd you manage that?
Well, you know, I told you my aunt was a W amputee. And she bought a new car. And she always had to have somebody to chauffeur around. And since I was growing tall, she figured that it would be, you know, in due time, by the time I got 12, that I could do all the chauffeuring around. And I remember the first time, I was always sharp enough, you know, I was sharp enough to watch people shifting the gears, you know, and I would see, you know, mash in on the, clutch. I haven't had a clutch in so long in a car. And this fella took me out on a country road there. He could have taken me down Main Street and on down country road.
Yeah, right.
But anyway, outside of town. And here I am shifting gears, looking at my feet, and I'm so scared into death because I'm trying to figure out, get the coordination of off the gas, on the brake to the clutch.
Right.
And I was really dealing with my feet. He almost had a heart attack. I was going about 60 miles an hour trying to get my feet right.
No, we were all killed.
Yeah, you know, look, the Lord protects fools and children. He was a fool and I was
a child. That's funny. I remember the first time I drove, I was in driver's ed in high school, and I got 30 miles an hour. It scared me to death, but I see these trees just whizzing past, you know. It seemed like I was just racing down the road. Now I get impatient if somebody goes 30 miles an hour.
Yeah, but that was a real trip, though. I guess I've had some narrow escapes in my life. That was one of them. And then it didn't frighten me. I asked him, I said, what are you scared of?
Yeah,
you know, I was real smart ass too, dude. All right, I was a brat too. I remember that. That I would challenge. I recognized that some of the older black people were, you know, they were illiterate and ignorant. And with mine growing up around my aunt, you know, being 10, 11 years old, and you start really knowing that you can, that you know something that older people don't know. I did it. Yeah, that was a real blow.
Sure, they just hated you for it, too.